This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. The winners of Iraq's elections are choosing their leaders. According to the preliminary tally, the United Iraqi Alliance gained 48% of the vote. Even as those results are certified today, key members of that Shiite-dominated coalition are battling over the post of prime minister. In a moment, we'll talk about the connections between some of the major parties and Iran. We will start by learning more about two candidates to lead Iraq. NPR's Ann Garrels is in Baghdad, and Annie, one of the candidates is Ibrahim al-Jafari, the head of an old opposition party in Iraq.
Exactly. He fled Iraq in 1980 when Saddam Hussein hunted down members of his party known as Dawa. He's 58, a doctor. He spent time in Iran and then Britain before returning after the U.S. invasion. He is widely respected, viewed as a pragmatist who advocates pluralism and the rule of law. He has dismissed fears of rule by clergy, as in neighboring Iran, saying whoever rules Iraq should represent Iraqis and Iraq as a nation, regardless of whether they're Sunni, Shiite, or Kurd. He says Islam should be the official religion, but he has also said it should be only one source of the Constitution, citing Western parallels for Catholicism in Ireland and Bavaria. He's promised the Shias would involve underrepresented Sunnis in the government, parliament, and committees drafting the Constitution. His deputy has said he will become the prime minister ultimately, because the choice will be based on popularity with the Iraqi people, experience, transparency, and international acceptability. Now, these are something the other contender, Ahmed Chalabi, does not have.
Well, let's talk about that other contender. Ahmed Chalabi, a controversial figure. How did he get back in the running?
It's a very good question. He is extremely controversial, but he is nothing if not a deft dealer. He has claimed he has enough votes in the alliance to be prime minister, but members of the alliance I've spoken to suggest that some are merely using their support for Chalabi now as a bargaining chip in order to get what they want in the future government, and that Chalabi will not prevail if and when it comes to a vote within the alliance. As one member told me, we want a person who enjoys the support of the people, and that is Jafari, not Chalabi. And indeed, Chalabi is one of the least popular of Iraq's leaders in public opinion polls. He's widely known for his conviction on bank fraud charges associated with the collapse of the Petra Bank in Jordan. He is loathed by Sunni Arabs, because he was behind de-Baathification, under which even nominal party members lost their jobs. He's fallen out of favor with the U.S. But for all this, he has remained a political player, forging ties with key Shiite groups.
So what happens once this United Iraqi Alliance decides who they want to be prime minister?
Once the post of prime minister is decided, then the alliance can begin negotiating with other parties to obtain the two-thirds it needs in the National Assembly to form a government. Now, this gets complicated because the Shiites are already making promises to people inside the alliance, and then they have to start balancing these promises with offers to others. The Kurds, who won 26%, are in a very strong position. They want the presidency. But there's also a desire to bring in the alienated Sunni Arabs who largely boycotted the vote. As one official said, we need to bring them in to limit the space the terrorists have to work in.
Annie, one other question here. In a moment, we'll be talking about the ties between this new government and Iran. Before you go, can you tell us, have the leading Iraqi politicians given any indication of their views toward Iran?
The current interim government has deep suspicions about Iranian influence in the country, and they do not have good relations with Iran. Now, the Shiite alliance, many of them were in exile in Iran and are suspected to have close ties with Iranians, but they have been trying to distance themselves from these suspected ties.
In what way?
They have said that they will represent all Iraqis, not just the Shiites. They have denied that they've been receiving support from Iran. They say that they will represent Iraq's interests, not those of Iran.
Okay, that's NPR's Ann Garrels in Baghdad. Thanks.
Thank you.